It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
It is 47 degrees.
A crash out on the west side and volumes increasing on the freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Associated Press has tallied the cost of the opioid crisis, and it's in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has the details in the KSL 24-hour news center. John?
Amanda, just going back 4 years, the opioid crisis has cost the economy $631 billion. The report indicates that unrealized lifetime earnings is the biggest contributor to that number, with health care costs following right behind. Perhaps most concerning is that the issue continues to get more expensive year over year. The cost of the crisis this year is likely to fall somewhere between $170 and $215 billion. According to the federal government, the human cost is that 400,000 Americans have lost their lives because of opioids going back to the year 2000. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake Airport expects to see 30,000 passengers a day from now through Friday because of fall break. It's one of the busiest times of the year, and spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer says they have increased staffing, but travelers should do their part to make the process smoother.
We always ask passengers when they're at home to double-check the airline's website just to make sure the flight's on time.
Keep in mind, too, the construction is taking place and there have been substantial changes coming and going to the airport, so that's another reason to leave early.
Starting tonight at 9, traffic in Taylorsville and West Jordan is expected to be really nasty. UDOT will be shutting down 6200 South just west of the Bangor Highway, and it won't reopen until 1 week from today.
So anyone who generally uses 6200 South west of the west of Bangor Highway there is either going to have to use 54th or 70th South.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says they plan to convert the intersection at 6200 South and Bangor into a freeway off-ramp in the spring, but they need to move a huge water line first.
California high schools will start later to give teens more sleep, and some Utah schools have looked into it. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with that story. Mary?
Tim, Utah schools have been hearing from parents and tired teens and even doctors saying that high school ought to start later, give teens more sleep. Park City looked into it. Salt Lake City is studying it, but Logan City has done it. They added 20 minutes, and now high school starts at 8 a.m. and middle school at 8:30. They are a smaller school district, though. Larger districts say it's too challenging and costly to change bus schedules or figure out after-school activities. It is now a law in California, though. In 3 years, all middle and high schools will be starting later. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, 74 today, 72 tomorrow, but a storm moves in for the evening, cooling us off for Friday, and we'll start seeing some rain showers by that evening.
Saturday, temperatures are going to hover around 60, and then it's even colder. Sunday morning, we are looking at snow showers down to the valley floor. It's going to be a little scene of winter for us as it cools off, and highs today only going to be in the 40s. So colder storms coming our way for the weekend, and it looks like we'll bounce back a little bit on Tuesday.
Grant says right now, it's looking pretty quiet, at least for the first part of next week.
Democrats appear to have a new frontrunner in last night's debate. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, Democrats running for president turned their sights on Senator Elizabeth Warren during last night's debate in Ohio, solidifying the notion she's now the frontrunner. Warren says she's ready.
I will outwork, out-organize, and outlast anyone.
The debate had a lot of talk about President Trump and impeachment.
I think what would be a disaster if the American people believed that all we were doing is taking on Trump.
Senator Bernie Sanders regretted afterwards the debate did not cover climate change. They also skipped immigration reform. Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo are off to Turkey.
We're asking for a ceasefire.
President Trump says sanctions should convince Turkey to stop their invasion of northern Syria targeting Kurds. But President Erdogan is saying today he will not meet with Pence and will not agree to a ceasefire against what he considers terrorists. And the black woman killed by a white police officer in Fort Worth, Texas, was pointing a gun out her window, according to court documents. A Tatiana Jefferson's 8-year-old nephew told investigators she retrieved a gun from her purse after hearing noises outside. She had a concealed weapons permit. The officer is charged with murder. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.